It's not fucking fair. It's not fair that you're out on a date with that fucking scumbag, whatever the fuck their name was. You're too good for them. I don't even know what the fuck they look like, and you just happily told me about your date like you were fucking clueless, like you didn't realize what you were doing to me. It's not fucking fair. You're probably out there flirting with them, drinking, probably even touching them and giggling and telling them they're so fucking interesting. If only you could fucking see what was right in front of you. If only you could see me for me. Then I wouldn't have to be here. Then I wouldn't be fucking myself in jealousy. How I wish it was you and not some fucking toy. How I wish it was your hands or your mouth or literally any part of you. It would just feel so much better that I have to settle for this stupid piece of plastic that just... it just vibrates against my clit like it's nothing. It's not the same. It's not the same as it would be with you. And you go on this date with this person. Why? Because they're attractive? Because they turn you on? Because they can make you laugh? I can do those things too if you just gave me the chance. I know I can make you laugh for a fact. I've done it many times before. I mean, I do it practically every day. You're constantly telling me how funny I am. And I know that I can turn you on when I get all dressed up to go to the club or on a date or even just going out somewhere fancy. You always tell me how nice I look. Always tell me, like, to do a spin, let you see the full image. I know if you just gave me the fucking chance, we could be something. We could be amazing together. And I wouldn't have to settle for this stupid fucking toy instead of you. I wish I could just tell you. I wish I could just tell you how I feel and confess to you, but I can't, because what if that ruins our relationship? I don't want to lose the best roommate I've ever had. I don't want to lose the best friends I've ever made. I just... Oh, fuck, I need you. I think about you all the time. Anytime I touch myself, I'm thinking about you. How you would feel on top of me, how you would feel underneath me, next to me, inside me. How your fingers would feel pressing against my G-spot. How your tongue would feel licking my asshole. How your fingers would feel playing with my breasts. Oh, I think about it. I imagine how you would moan. I don't really know what you're into. We've talked about it a little bit, but you've always seemed more on the shy side. Not wanting to admit what turns you on, saying that I could use it against you or something. You're probably right there. Knowing me, knowing how I feel about you, I think I might end up doing that. Would end up using all of your little turn-ons against you. Trying to get you horny, trying to get you worked up, only to leave you alone to take care of yourself. I would probably do that a bunch until you came to me and called me out on it. It could probably be really fun, too, thinking about it. I do all these little things that turn you on constantly throughout the day. You know, things like accidentally brushing against you, or finding a reason to touch your neck, or finding an excuse to compliment you. And I would be doing it all day for multiple days at a time, really trying to rile you up, telling you how pretty you are, or, I don't know. Then you would come to me. You would be all angry and pissed off, probably, too. You've always been a little bit hot-headed. And you would tell me to cut the crap or something like that. You would tell me that you know what I'm doing, that you can see right through my little plan, and I would look up at you with my big, innocent doe eyes, and I'd say, what? Because of course I wouldn't own up to what I'm doing. There's no fun in that. And you would mention it. You would finally say it out loud. You'd say you've been turning me on for no goddamn reason, and it would feel like a fucking victory to me to have you admit the feelings, to have you admit your attraction to me. But I wouldn't admit it, no, because that's not how I like to play. Instead, oh, fuck. Instead, I would say, I don't know what you're talking about, trying to rile you up even more. And eventually, I'd get you to the point where you slam me somewhere against the wall, pinned to the bed, and I would laugh at this. Tell you, you better watch yourself, because you're giving very mixed signals to me right now, because I thought we were just friends, even though I'm fully aware of what I've been doing. And as you stare at me in that spot, I would lean up and kiss you, try to taste you for the first time. Oh, I just know you would taste good, happily accepting me. Oh, fuck. We would pull away, and I'd say something like, fucking, finally, wrapping my thighs around you, pulling you closer against me, grinding my clit against you instantly. Oh, fuck. Through the pants, like we're fucking horny teenagers again. And I would keep teasing you, grinding against you, grab your ass, tell you how good you're doing, how fucking wet you're making me. And I would reach and press against you, feel how turned on you are, feel how badly you want me. And this would make me smirk. I'd ask, you want me to take care of this? And you wouldn't let me at first. Tell me that's not my job or roommates. And I'd tell you, just this one time, come on. It's just a friend helping another friend out. Oh, and I would go down on you, taking you into my mouth. Oh, swallowing around your taste. Oh, I just know it would taste so good. I would worship between your thighs, letting you become my altar. Oh, fuck. I would lick and suck and swallow everything until you're moaning, grinding against me, fucking my face like you mean it. And I would happily take it all, touching myself at the same time, letting you use me as you want, thinking you have the control, when really this is what I've wanted all along. This is what I've been craving. But I keep letting you think that you have it, using me as you want. And then, finally, you come. Oh, fuck. And I tell you, what a good job you did, but I didn't come. So, it's only fair if you return the favor, right? Oh, and I would crawl back into your lap, and I would sit myself right on your thigh, straddling between your legs, and I would start grinding my clit, dragging it against you. Oh, so close. And I would do this until I come all over you. Oh, yes, I would. Watching you, teasing you, telling you you can look but you can't touch. Oh, fuck. And then we would sit there, cuddling, talking about our feelings, maybe even becoming an item or just fuck buddies. I would be fine with just being fuck buddies. I would. I just... I'm in love with you. And I hate the fact that you're going on a date with someone else. I hate the fact that you aren't mine. You deserve to be with me. No one else is gonna treat you right. No one else is going to make you feel loved. I know how to take care of you. I know how to make you feel loved. If you would only just give me a fucking shot. I'm practically begging at this point. Thank God they're not home. This would be so embarrassing.